Leviticus chapter 26. You shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach to the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. I am Yahweh your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. But if you will not listen to me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning fever that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you. And if you will not yet for all this listen to me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary to me, and will not listen to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you, according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary to me, then will I also walk contrary to you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall not eat, and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this listen to me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you, also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savour of your sweet odours. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate, and you are in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest, and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursues. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursues, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquities in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts are humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lies desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am Yahweh, their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am Yahweh. These are the statutes and the judgments and laws. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Leviticus chapter 27. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for Yahweh by your estimation. And your estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old, even to 60 years old. Even your estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it is a female, then your estimation shall be 30 shekels. And if it is from 5 years old, even to 20 years old, then your estimation shall be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it is from a month old, even to 5 years old, then your estimation shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female your estimation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it is from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your estimation shall be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. But if he is poorer than your estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability that vowed shall the priest value him. And if it is a beast, whereof men bring an offering unto Yahweh, all that any man gives of such unto Yahweh shall be holy. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good. And if he shall at all change beast for beast, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. And if it is any unclean beast of which they do not offer a sacrifice unto Yahweh, then he shall present the beast before the priest. And the priest shall value it, whether it is good or bad, as you value it. Who are the priest, so shall it be. But if he will at all redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto your estimation. And when a man shall sanctify his house to be holy unto Yahweh, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it is good or bad. As the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctified it will redeem his house, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your estimation unto it, and it shall be his. And if a man shall sanctify unto Yahweh some part of a field of his possession, then your estimation shall be according to the seed thereof. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctifies his field from the year of Jubilee, according to your estimation, it shall stand. But if he sanctifies his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him the money according to the years that remain, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and it shall be diminished from your estimation. And if he that sanctified the field will in any way redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of your estimation unto it, and it shall be assured to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed any more. But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, shall be holy unto Yahweh. As a field devoted, the possession thereof shall be the priest's. And if a man sanctifies unto Yahweh a field, which he has bought, which is not of the fields of his possession, then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of your estimation, even unto the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give your estimation in that day as a holy thing unto Yahweh. In the year of the Jubilee the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even unto him to whom the possession of the land did belong. And all your estimation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary. 20 gerahs shall be the shekel. Only the firstborn of the beasts which should be Yahweh's firstborn, no man shall sanctify it, whether it is ox or sheep, it is Yahweh's. And if it is of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according unto your estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereto, or if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your estimation. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing, that a man shall devote unto Yahweh of all that he has, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto Yahweh. None devoted, which shall be devoted of men, shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is Yahweh's. It is holy unto Yahweh. And if a man will at all redeem any of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd, or of the flock, even of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Yahweh. He shall not search whether it is good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he changes it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which Yahweh commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai.